Well, good morning. Now, we didn't manage to complete last week, did we? But we're going to try and complete this week our brief consideration of the life of a certain man. And whose life was that? Charlotte?
Is it Robert Murray McShane?
It was Robert Murray McShane, right? And when was he born? Stanley?
200 years ago.
200 years ago. So, quite a few people are thinking about him at the moment. What have we learnt about him so far? What have we learnt about him so far? Stanley.
He was very clever.
Sorry?
Very clever.
He was a very clever man. He was very able. Lots and lots of different subjects and disciplines. James? His brother died, didn't he? And what effect did that have on him? What effect did that have on him? Stanley.
He made him want to go into the ministry because his brother was a Christian.
That's right. It really stirred him up, actually led to him becoming a Christian, and it led to him eventually, quite soon after in fact, going into the ministry, which is where we left him last time. And on his mind was a particular group of people. Remember which group of people that was. He really had a burden for a group of people. The Jews. The Jews. So, he eventually goes with a group of people to have a look to see the state of the Jews in Europe, but then to go beyond that, well, what would we call the modern-day country where they are to be found? What's the modern-day country called? Stanley.
Israel.
Going to Israel. And there they are. He and a group of fellow ministers. And they travel through. They go to Paris, actually. And they have a look around. They're rather dismayed because so many people are out shopping on a Sunday. But anyway, that was Paris of those days. I guess it's Paris of today as well. So anyway, they do some preaching there. And they carry on through different places. They go through Egypt. They have a ride on a certain creature in Egypt. What creatures do you think you can find in Egypt, Grace? Camels. They have a ride on a camel. And, well, there's some pretty interesting types there. And he was out one Lord's Day, and he sat down, and some, well, shepherds. We just read about shepherds, didn't we? But hear a bit more about these shepherds now. Sat down with some shepherds. And, well, they didn't understand English there, but anyway, tried to make himself understood by making some signs and things. And I think they quickly figured, wonder what we can do with this chap here. So anyway, they set upon him, and they started trying to wrestle him to the ground, and poor McShane there, he was completely outnumbered by these. But then, just mysteriously, they stopped and went. So that was a narrow escape there. So anyway, he got up from that, and well, the Lord must have an intention for him to be there. And eventually then they come to what's called Palestine then more, and which we would call Israel today. They're the Jewish people. And they see what a poor state that they are in spiritually. And so they compile a report and they get back home. Not much better state either in Europe. They have an idea of how many there are. I don't know how they found all the figures out. But anyway, they had an idea how many there were. And they really encouraged the churches. We must reach out to them and preach to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is their Saviour, whom they had, largely speaking, ignored and turned away from. But something had happened in the church while Robert Murray McShane was away. The church that he pastored. Whereabouts was that church? Whereabouts was it? Molly.
In Scotland.
It was in Scotland. Can you remember the name of the city or the town where it was? Remember the name of the place where it was? Dundee. All right, Dundee. There was a man called William Burns, who first of all had preached in Kilsyth, part of Scotland, not far away from Dundee, but then came to Dundee. And what had happened in Kilsyth was this. Revival had come. Revival. Oh, what is that? What does it mean? Revival had come. Any thoughts about that? The people sort of, you know, get up out of bed one day and sort of think, oh, that's good. What do they think?
And people wanted to listen to the word, like people were coming to the Lord in mass numbers.
That was it. The Spirit of God had come down. And 12,000 to 15,000 people had been meeting for some of the services in Kilsyth. That was unheard of. And William Burns was preaching there. And all these people were flocking to hear the word of God. And they were weeping because of their sins. And they really acutely felt their need of a saviour. So thousands upon thousands of people. And then in Robert Murray McShane's church, the same thing was happening there while Robert was away. Now, what could he have felt at that point? He got back and he heard about what was happening. What could he have felt at that point?
That it happened because he wasn't there.
Well, he could have thought that, indeed. I should go away more often. I often wonder at that one there. Visitors come when I go away. But we have some visitors here this morning, so it's not quite true. There was possibility. He could have felt jealous, couldn't he? William Burns. Why did it happen when I was away? Why did he use him and not me? But Robert Murray McShane was a far more spiritual man than that. He rejoiced. And he was preaching there, and the same things were happening. Lots of people were getting converted. Lots of people were coming to the meetings. Lots of things were happening. The Spirit of God was still working there. And in the districts around, Robert Murray McShane, he was being invited to preach in different places. So he even went south of the border. He was preaching in Newcastle as well. And great numbers were coming to hear him. So, all this was happening. This was 1839, I should have told you. All this was happening, continued into 1840. So the church was growing incredibly. But then, something happened. There was an outbreak of typhus in Dundee. Now, don't want all of the detail, but what is that? What is that? What is typhus? Sammy. A form of a disease, that's right. And it was a killer. And we don't have it these days in our country. You might have to guard against it when you go abroad places, but it was a killer. And Robert Murray McShane, he was working there in the community and going to some of the poorer areas of Dundee where this was particularly bad. And he'd already wondered, actually, whether the Lord was going to call him home early, go to heaven, go to be with him, perhaps at a young age. And that came to pass. And at the age of 29, was in 1843, but he'd not yet reached his 30th birthday. At the age of 29, he caught typhus and very quickly was taken. Lots of people came to his funeral. I think from memory there, it was 6,000 people came to his funeral. And it was preached at by a great man of God called Andrew Bonar. Horatius Bonar, we got some of his hymns there, and we sing some of those. He was Andrew Bonar's brother and also a great friend of Robert Murray McShane. But his impact was huge. He might have died all those years ago, but his impact has been huge. His sermons we still read, we sung one of his hymns the other week there, and still remembered how he lived such a holy and a godly life. One of the things that was always on his mind was this: time is short. Time is short. There is only so much time that God has given to ministers to be able to preach and work, and for us to be able to hear the gospel and believe. It was always so urgent to preach that word. Sinners are perishing. Sinners are going to hell. They must be reached. They need to hear this gospel. That's why he had a love for the Jews. They need to hear this gospel. And you need to hear it too. Time is short, you see. Time is short. You know not how long you have, how many more times you might hear the gospel. So that's why we always urge you now. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of sin. So there is a great man of God born 200 years ago and who still, though he be dead, yet he speaks through all of his works, all of his sermons that we still have in our hand today. So may we remember something of that as we sing our next hymn, 150, 150, thou art the almighty word, 150.